사람들이 누가 그거 봤어?
My channel is much stronger. My horses are stronger and they will run.
With the Tejas of Krishna.
His horses run the fastest, you know that. Huh?
How many horses does he have by the way?
Let him just get the park what we just.
Seven.
Seventh or Surya?
Yeah.
Surya.
Coffee over there, Kara.
Five. 10 horses.
Huh? 10. Who said 10?
Yes.
Correct. Answer.
10 horses, yes. But what are the color of the horses?
Different colors. Oh, not white. White horses. Oh, that is Chandra's horses. Chandradev.
Chandradev has different horses. By the way, later we learn sometime about the horses of the chariots of the planets. They have different meaning altogether. यार उसको लगाने का वो वाला आता है ना तीन पॉइंट प्लग वहां पर पड़ा है प्लग लगाने वाला अभी तक यहाँ पे रखे हो यार तुम लोग ऐसे रखोगे ना ये होगा नहीं दे ब्रेक यू नो ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ सम पीपल विद स्ट्रॉन्ग मर्क्यूरी दे स्टोर एवरीथिंग ऑल ब्रोकन आइटम्स एवरीथिंग इज स्टोर इन दैट दे विल सेल कूड़ा वाला So how many of you like to store broken things, old newspapers? You do very soon or pretty? 5th house, see?
3rd house.
For how it is, which sign?
Gemini.
Gemini, see?
Where is your Mercury?
5th house. You do store, huh?
I force myself to get rid of things when I have a tendency.
Store.
Yeah.
That's very good. You store everything. Your computer will be full of trash.
Actually, as I'm a burger, I have all those things. I have to throw up every day to decide things.
Virgo has a very big problem. Wants to organize everything, so cannot throw anything.
Even in the dustbin, they keep things and they remember what we have kept in dustbin.
I do that.
You do that?
Virgo like that, Mercury.
See that?
My wife,
we're going to it's a nuisance, you know. It's an utter nuisance. I wait for my wife with a strong Mercury, such as an impossible Mercury, to go for a holiday or something. Go for something, go to father's house. After I clean up the house, everything is thrown, all clothes are thrown, donated away to the mart. All suddenly, come back. Where are all the clothes? Where are these things? They have sufficient clothes. Why do you need more? How many are you going to wear? There's no place in the cupboards. It's like Mercury is just crazy about storage. Yeah? So, like this, you will understand about each planet and their motions and how they move and what they do and why they do what they do. Are you? Yeah, it's an advanced computer now. Okay, very advanced computer. I don't like things which are too advanced. Actually like things which are too advanced. Always the latest. Latest in technology. Microsoft releases something, it should first come to me. Yeah, I always get it. Then Windows 7 was launched. Do you remember one of them had the launch parties? I was one of them. I was the guy for Delhi. So can you imagine what causes this madness that you must have the latest software, latest things in technology?
Rahu is definitely obsession for something.
Uranus.
Ketu.
Uranus. Who said Uranus?
I have Ketu in 4th house.
How many grahas do we have? Let us just be clear.
7.
Not 9.
Rahu Ketu is considered grahas 9.
That you don't consider them as grahas?
Uranus is far away. Which is, I got interested.
Graha Shabda is used by whom? the word, the shabda. Used by whom? By Liz Green. Who uses the word graha? Liz Green uses? She's supposed to be number one in Western astrology. Does she use it? Have you heard her using it? Then why are you copying her? You want to copy Liz Green? Copy Liz Green properly and learn Western astrology. Why do such a terrible khichdi? Terrible. Neither you learn this nor you learn that and you spoil everything. Why is Uranus not used in Vedic astrology?
Because you can't see it.
One of the reasons. That is a common reason for it. What is the main reason?
It did not form any part of the spite that was which comprised
it. What, pardon?
It did not comprise any of the spite that was which are part.
We don't need it. We don't need it. If we did not need Shani, we will not need it. Kick him out. Don't create more complication. We already have enough complication. And did you know why they really don't need it? Another argument. Decimal system. That he already answered. So you should listen to the answers of other sages. Say all of your thinking and each in his home, come here. Be aware, be conscious. Now, we have a decimal system, right? So the question is, you've got to make up your mind what system of astrology you're going to follow. Are you going to follow the decimal system or the dozen system? If you follow the decimal system which was invented by India, then you jolly well follow the Navagraha and Lagna. Otherwise you follow the dozen system, there's no problem with that. We also have the dozen system, but we use that in our science. And when you study Vedic numerology, you will understand that the Vedic number system is to do with 10 variables and 12 fixed. That is how the whole Vedic numerology is based. So when we have 10 variables, what are the 10 variables? What is the number 0?
Lagna.
Lagna. Why is the number 0 given to Lagna? Because it can merge into the identity of any other number without itself changing. Look at 0. 0 is 0. 1 and 0 is still 1. 2 and 0 is still 2. 3 and 0 is still 3. So any number at 0 gives that number, and 0 doesn't alter the identity of that number. So if Lagna is in Leo, it will still be Leo. Leo is not altered by the presence of the Lagna. The characteristics of the sign Leo does not change because of Lagna. It is still Lagna. That is why it is the number 0 is given to Lagna. That is Vedic numerology. Vedic numerology is intricately connected with Vedic astrology. Then among the grahas, that which was first and foremost in the sky, who dominates the sky for most of the time, is the sun. For 12 hours he is in the sky. And when he shines, nobody else shines. Therefore he is number one. The first among equals, they are equals, but first among equals is the king. That is why he is the king, that is why he is number one. And then we give the number 2 to the moon, because in the ninth sky she dominates. That is how we have the three system of 0, 1 and 2. And 1 and 2 form what they call the binary system. The two system. 0, 1, 0, 1, 0, 1. You know the binary system. So that is how when you have 2, that's how the 2 comes. So 2 is the moon. See the derivation. The derivation is very interesting. Now I could go and take a class in Vedic numerology, but then you will realize that look, all these numbers map to the planets. Number 3 is Mars. Number 4 is Rahu. The first border is Rahu. So 0 is a border. 1, 2, 3. Then there is a border. 4 and 5. Then there is a border in 7. 4 is the border, right? 5 and 6. Then there is another border. Then there is 7, 8 and 9. And what are these borders? Very easy to understand. So we have 0, 1, 2, 3, 4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is Lagna. Why is it Lagna? Because it can, now you know why it is Lagna. You have a solid reasoning why it is Lagna. One is the sun, two is the moon, three is Jupiter. Now you put a border. And what are these three? Sattva. Border is Rahu. Five is Mercury, six is Venus, Rajas. Border, Ketu. Seven is Ketu. Eight is?
Saturn.
So our Vedic numerology is based on Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. I don't have time, otherwise I would have taught you the entire Vedic numerology right now and you will never even say Uranus again because there is no place for Uranus. People who do not find answers in Jyotish, like escapists are looking here and there. Don't follow the escapist. Struggle hard to understand the Rishi. It is very easy. Then tomorrow you will look for, okay, 12 Rashis are not enough, modern developments are happening, I need 13 Rashi. Chiron Rashi. There is Chiron Rashi, something like that, they have taken out. Near Scorpio, 13 Rashi. There is no end to nonsense. Please, save yourselves from destruction. Follow the Rishi.
How far did Sarvani go, let me see. You can see this is day 01 and this is still the first day slides. All these should have been done yesterday and today morning also they are on. This is not on.
You have done this?
Yes.
Apparent motions. You have done these 8 motions?
No.
Okay. All motions of all grahas are divided into 8 types of motions. Those of you who need the fan, the doors are open, you can sit outside. The rules are very clear when I'm teaching. You need a fan, you can sit outside. Welcome. I have no objection.
One.
You
just teach. I'll take
a book. Okay. So now, how did I begin?